I taught English 10 years, and I think that broke me of a lot of things, probably not everything it should have, but I don't believe I'd use the word ain't, but my son does, and doesn't think anything of it.
How would he use it? Would he use it for, say, I ain't or she ain't? Or?
Well, she ain't gonna do it. Leave her alone. She ain't gonna do it.
And if the woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
That's a sample.
Okay. And something that you might wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Pen.
Okay. Are those words pronounced different?
By most people, not.
Do you pronounce them differently?
I don't know. I try to. Pen. P-E-N. Uh-huh. Pen. P-I-N. Uh-huh.
And if a man was going to church, what would he wear?
Suit.
What would the suit consist of?
His coat and his pants. And certainly he'd have on a shirt with a tie, collar and tie.
What about an old-fashioned sleeveless?
Vest.
Uh-huh. Any other name for pants?
Breeches.
Okay. Is that an old-fashioned sounding?
I believe it is. Breeches. A lot of them still see. Mm-hmm. Whammy breeches.
What about something a man would wear outside, around the, if he's working around the barn, something that...
Overalls.
Okay. And, you say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what, perfectly?
It fit perfectly.
Okay. And if a man had an important interview and his clothes weren't in very good shape, he'd go out and buy a brand
new.
What?
Suit. A brand new wardrobe.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
bulge out.
And you say, well, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it...
shrank.
And you say, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrunk.
And I hope this new shirt won't...
shrink. Shrink, shrank, shrunk.
Okay. And say, something that people used to carry their money in. It was called a...
a wallet.
Okay.
Pocketbook. Hmm? Pocketbook, purse.
Is that all the same thing?
About.
Mm-hmm. What about something that a woman might wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
And something you could hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And something that men would wear to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
Yes. What did they call them? Doesn't come to me now. Galluses.
Okay. Galluses. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Did you ever see anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Did they ever see anything?
Yeah, something. It's kind of like a pillow, only it's about twice as long.
Bolster.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How far, you said the bolster didn't go part way across the bed, it went.
Part way.
Or it went what across the bed? Did you ever say it went plumb or slam or clean across the bed?
Yes, it went clean across. Uh-huh. I would say that, yeah.
And the...
meaning all the way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The last thing you put on a bed, the... fancy cover.
That's a bedspread. Mm-hmm. Or the